From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence Monday following last Sunday's referendum, deemed illegal by the central government in Spain.
Benvolguts i benvolgudes compatriotes.
During a televised speech heard across the nation, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont appealed for calmness and peace while expressing firmness to pursue independence. He called for mediation with Madrid. The Spanish government said before talks, Catalonia must return to the path of the law. The European Union Wednesday again called for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The European Commission has called on all relevant actors to now move quickly from confrontation to dialogue.
The Spanish region of Catalonia reportedly preparing to declare that independence on Monday. Timmermans said it's time to talk to find a way out of the impasse, working within the constitutional order of Spain. European analyst Bruce Wilson, Australia's RMIT University, said as the dispute deepens, it could force the EU to intervene.
Spain politically is in crisis right at this time, and depending on how that crisis is resolved or not, then there could well be very serious implications for the EU more generally.
While most Catalans who cast ballots Sunday voted for independence, only about 40% took part. Thousands rallied in Togo's capital, Lomé, Wednesday. They were demanding President Faure Gnassingbé step down. He's ruled since 2005. His family has governed the tiny West African country for 50 years. Abdou Messon said the objective is to make the president of the republic leave. He said he wants the 1992 constitution back with term limits. This is VOA News.